for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of this Monday. But you can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, do you see that the Mount Pleasant, what is the role, village attorney, is filing a lawsuit against an individual citizen, Kelly Gallagher, for speaking out against the policies of Foxconn in the village, suing her for defamation for what? Mean words?
For being critical of their BS decision-making process, I guess?
This village attorney, Smith, is suing Gallagher personally, not in the role as village attorney, alleging defamation. He says Gallagher's hundreds of negative posts on social media about village policies, politics, officials, and employees have caused him emotional distress.
Crudy, you cause me emotional distress every day.
I know. Take it like a
Come
man,
on,
right?
Take it. Take it. Or take it like a woman. Gallagher, apparently, with the backing of the Arlington, Virginia-based Institute for Justice, filed a motion to dismiss the case, quote, because neither the First Amendment nor Wisconsin law allows thin-skinned officials to muzzle their critics with lawsuits, this case should be dismissed with prejudice, the motion states.
Smith did not respond to requests for comments, but here's one more from Gallagher.
Gallagher, thank you.
No G there, I don't believe. You know, I'm always so good with the pronunciation.
No, I got it. I appreciate the correction.
They are trying to silence me, but I won't let them. I've spent the better part of the last decade trying to make Mount Pleasant a better place, and I intend to spend another decade or more doing the very same.
Yeah, light them up, baby.
Well, it could be that long before Foxconn ever gets around to building anything, right?
Well, it'll take that long to get some jobs.
The eighth wonder of the world?
Not so much.
I mean, that is really a chicken guano sort of a move on behalf of the village.
I mean, come on. When you have Scott Walker and Donald Trump telling you this is the eighth wonder of the world, I mean, you know, grab your wallet. Come on, people.
Well, the fact that an attorney would sue a private citizen for defamation, you know, clearly there should be punishment against the plaintiff, against the attorney Smith. I mean, this is the very sort of, don't we have a slap law in this state? You're not supposed to be able to file a defamation suit just to chill someone's speech, right?
Yeah.
You don't like the mean words. I think our buddy Kirk Bankstead's getting sued for defamation by a guy who owns the local newspaper. Like, he doesn't have a means of responding in kind. Hey, he wrote something on Facebook. I got the editorial page. I own the paper. I can print any crap I want. But instead, I'm going to sue you for defamation and print all the crap I want on my front page.
Kind of makes you wonder what Elon Musk is going to do with Twitter, doesn't it?
Okay, before we get back to the phones, 844-967-2789, just a couple minutes. Elon, man. Now, I'm not the big Twitter guy. You're the Twitter guy. I prefer the phone calls, as you know. But you tweet out, usually on behalf of the show.
Yeah.
I rarely do. But I don't look to Twitter to inform me in any sort of way. I mean, Twitter's where you go to fight with trolls, isn't it?
No, I use it. I mean, depending on who you follow and what you're into, right? But I use it for a stream source. Like, what are the people I'm following? What are the reporters? What do they have with the newspapers?
Here's the problem. We have a shared Twitter account, and so whoever you follow, I'm also stuck following.
Well, right, but you
I don't really find the Twitter stream very intriguing.
Did you even
intriguing.
Know the password to Twitter? You didn't even know how to get on the thing, right?
No, I told you, I
use it because I know it's there. I know it's there. I know people. We have Twitter followers, and we use Hootsuite to, you know, provide information both to our Facebook.
Dom uses Hootsuite.
And our Twitter. And, of course, you can use, you know, Instagram, which we use less of. And we don't do any TikTok, but apparently that's what the kids are all into. So, what's going to happen? I don't know. I mean, there's lots of options out there. I mean, TikTok wasn't here, you know, 5 years ago. So,
but a powerful,
and they're a big competitor for Twitter now.
But so a powerful be here platform in 5 more years? Like Twitter, if Elon Musk does what he claims he's going to do, take all the censorship away, replatform the guys like Donald Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene, presumably, and, you know, the KKK and anybody else that wants a Twitter account, because it's all First Amendment, as he would describe it. Obviously, it's a private corporation, as he will take it. But there's not going to be any guardrails to the language. Well, well that's he, not going to end if, well. If it's a right? private it's a company, model?
He is the guardrail. That's the problem.
So
right?
whatever he finds offensive. Well, so
if what if you it's talk, a private company?
What if you talk trash?
Right.
About Elon.
Well, you know. Yeah. What if, it's yeah,
well, so? He'll be quick to block my ass. I suspect. Maybe, right.
Maybe. Yeah. And.
Could
so
we
what?
Do that I mean, on the phone?
You don't.
Lines?
You don't have. You do not have a right to you know get your letter to the editor. You know, printed. You don't have a right to call the devil's advocates and guarantee to be on the radio. You don't have a right to log on to Facebook or Twitter or whatever MySpace or whatever thing you're into if it goes against whatever policies they have established. Period. I mean, that's how it is. Shirt and shoes required. What do you want me to say?
Well, of course, righties want to shut down the entire platform up until this new effort by Elon Musk to buy it because they deplatformed the Cheeto Messiah. They canceled
for inciting
them,
violence. Yeah, for inciting violence. And I guess the thing,
if you
Elon
re-platform,
Musk
can
Twitter
incite
and,
violence
and allow
again.
Nazis and Trump and others to incite violence, well, then he's going to be responsible for that. I mean, that's the other side of the
probably
equation.
Probably not legally. Yet. He's going to say, I'm protected because... That's just what someone else put on my platform.
Really? Then tell me your policy on how these things are managed then. And if you do
can't
away
show
with
the
it,
algorithm, sorry.
Come on.
Proprietary, man. It's like the secret spice of the kernel.
He says he's going to open source it. I mean, we'll see. I don't know.
844-967-2789. Deserve it or not, CJ, it's your chance. What do you got
CJ.
For us, man?
Well, you guys, I love hearing you whine about Elon. This is a win for free speech. And you guys are terrified.
I don't care
terrified
about
at all.
Musk.
You're totally wrong. But please continue. But tell me how wrong you are. And free speech of what? You don't have a free speech. Watch this right now. I just put you on hold, CJ. See, you can't do a damn thing about it. There's no free speech violation for me not allowing you
You've
to talk on this
his,
radio anymore.
He has trolling account here with the devil's advocates.
I mean, there's no free speech. Refers to CJ. Come on, man. The government. You don't have a right to call us and talk trash. We allow it. We like it because usually it's entertaining. But this is not. There's no free speech violations against a radio station that doesn't allow you to talk trash on the radio, dude. The only free speech violations that would occur is if the government, CJ, sanctions or oppresses your speech. That's when free speech kicks in.
Yeah, only works if they try to keep me from saying it, CJ.
Yeah, well, the FCC, come on. What about your free speech, Crudy? You can't say the 7 words that Carlin said because the FCC won't let you. What about that free speech?
Come on, man. I've said like 3 of them.
Not in a while. We're practicing.
Hit the dump.
Good.
Hit the dump.
No, we were way more reserved on than I ever thought we would be.
You know, let's just call it a win while we're ahead. Thank the fine guest, Sarah Godlewski, U.S. Senatorial candidate, and promise to do it again for your listening entertainment on the radio airwaves again tomorrow. The FCC-regulated airwaves and progressive voices, and wherever you listen, perhaps on the Devil Radio app. That's what the real patriots do. Thank you, Evan. Thank you, Dom. Thank you all for listening. Have a great night. Native Roots Radio is next. Then, the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson.